being a parent is one of the most challenging jobs you'll ever have. We're not simply helping our children reach the age of adulthood. We have every intentional moment spent, you know, every lesson given, every choice made. We're building their lives. We're impacting hearts that are either going to be nurtured towards a relationship with Christ, or they're going to be neglected to follow the trends of culture.
Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a conversation about faith, music, and culture. Join Shine.fm's ministry director, Brian McIntyre Utter, and his son, Jake, around the table for this week's chat.
The Kitchen Table is back.
Back and better than ever.
We took a season off, and we are back with new episodes. Welcome to it. If you've never heard The Kitchen Table before, we've done this podcast now for a few years. My name is Brian.
And I'm Jake.
And we are a father-son team. We like to have faith discussions.
We do.
And so we take a few minutes to have faith discussions. We're kind of retooling The Kitchen Table a little bit.
A little bit.
So we'll have a faith discussion, and we'll also have a song that we'll share every episode, something new that's really speaking to us.
Give you something to listen to.
Today, we're seeing a shift in the church more than anything in culture. We have basically a generation of kids who have never grown up in the church, who even basic Bible stories that you think everyone has heard, they're clueless about.
Really?
And so we want to talk about the importance of raising kids in the church. Now, I want to start first with the negative side of it when it comes to questioning why many families are trying to figure out how they're going to raise their kids in a faith community, but they're not finding a good fit for them when it comes to church. Pew Research even shows there's this massive shift in institutional religion, so that creates this instability and anxiety in people as to, do they raise their kids in a faith community?
Mm-hmm.
They're questioning that. Many are disillusioned with the institutional church today. The question is, do you stay in the church you are in, if it's not meeting your needs, and try to reform it from within? Your other option is to leave and join something better or different, something more what you're looking to. Or what we're seeing, especially now post-COVID, is that many just decide to stay home altogether on a Sunday. The question of, is faith fluid in this society? For many people, it probably is. We're going to look at that aspect. Now, you grew up in the church.
I did.
Churches aren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it's important that kids should be involved in a faith community? It's more than just attending church.
Yeah, no. Being involved and being active in the, I do think it's really important. I think it's kind of what, I mean, especially shaped me into who I am today. But also being at a Christian university, and there's a wide spectrum of like of people who, you know, have been traumatized and have been hurt by the church, but also like have grown up in the church. And then there's people that haven't grown up in the church, and they're all here at the college that I go to. It's interesting to see how people are preparing for their future, for their future families, and what they want to believe. And I think for me, I love community. Community is one of my favorite things in the entire world. I think friends or family, that's kind of one of my big mantras of life. And so I think that the church is a really good tool to use in a community aspect, but also in a religious aspect. Surround yourself with people that you want to be like, and not surround yourself with people that you don't want to be like. And so if we are followers of God, we want to be good, faithful, centered people. And so we want to be around good and faithful, centered people. And so the church kind of gives us that stepping stone. Some churches are kind of lackluster in the small group aspect of it. And I think every church should have a small group aspect.
Okay, but some people are more the traditional sense of Sunday school.
Yeah, and that's to them. But I think with the younger generation and the focus on community, I think it's more important to do, like, you hear the term life groups as like the small new small group now. And I think that's a really important thing, because I think the church is kind of finally figuring out that it's more than four walls and a roof. And I love that.
Most churches, not all churches.
Most churches. I think it's the like my generation and the younger generation are figuring out that church is ugly, church hurts sometimes, and it's bigger than four walls and a roof.
And we have talked more in the past about giving space within that church community for serious faith discussion and to ask questions that a lot of times they don't want to talk about.
And I think that it's important. Now I'm just going to go on a tangent on why we should have small groups, but I think for some people who, especially like, I've had a couple friends who have been really hurt by the church, have had really like traumatizing things.
Sure.
And so they don't feel comfortable going into a church space.
Mm.
if churches were to have that life group that meet in the house or meet in a restaurant, meet
they're more comfortable at a coffee of attending that's, something
and,
like
and
that.
And I think for me especially, I'm more comfortable talking about my life and my struggles in that setting and not this kind of what I've always thought to be the holy ground of a church.
So you're not going to be as honest with others within a church building.
Yes.
It's interesting.
And it's interesting. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It sounds wrong. I think that we try to bring our best foot forward in mm-hmm. the church building. And I think that's a really...
You have to put on your Sunday best.
Yes. And I think that's really an old tradition that is kind of breaking. But I think that doing life groups outside of, like, in real life, that just makes more sense to me. I don't know why.
So belonging to a church is more than just attending a service on Sunday. It's about becoming a member of the community. And that creates, and I think you'd probably agree with this, with that community, you have history, you have a connection that brings people together, that fosters more of the serious discussion, but also the fun and the fellowship that goes on in there, because you're celebrating not only your joys, but you're sharing your struggles and your troubles. Mm-hmm. So what are some reasons that you should bring your children to church? A lot of times you'll read things, well, don't force the issue. But there are benefits of being raised within a church. And I want to see if you agree with these. The first thing is that this helps children build healthy relationships.
Yeah, especially kind of in that youth group age where there are themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even in like children's church, I mean, I've moved around so many times, so I never really like got to develop those relationships as a child. But
yeah. You had those.
Yeah, I did. That's the point. Like, yeah. You get a community out of everything that's in the church building.
Well, it helps with relationships, but you know, Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise." And so I think back on just when you ask that question, who were your influences growing up? You know, typically kids will say their parents or their teacher at school.
Yeah.
But I can point to even people in the church, Sunday school teachers that I had who had impact on my life. And so when it comes to healthy relationships, a lot of times it's that family unit or it's the public school, and those are the relationships you have. This opens up a whole nother sphere of potential relationships when you raise a child within the church. And it's the people you want around your children at the same time.
Yeah.
Those Sunday morning interactions can create positive associations that will continue into adulthood. So what that basically means, you recognize that the children who are brought by their parents to church today will one day become adults and potentially become leaders within that church. You want to ensure that the experience for kids is fun, but you also want to ensure that they are loved and they feel that sense of belonging.
Mm.
And so as a church, we need to check ourselves to make sure we're doing that to our kids.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times today, you know, it's, oh, kids, send them off to kids, you know, the kids area, and that's where they are. And the influence they have is the adults that are working in the kids area. But what is that? Does that sense of belonging, does that penetrate big church, if you will, adult church? That's a question I kind of have there.
Yes, there is a balance between kids church and big church, but I also think it's important that it's one family unit. I mean, the church is kind of the example of a family unit,
mm-hmm.
a multi-generational family unit.
Yeah.
And the multi-generational is important. We talk about that so much and emphasize that so much on this podcast. And I think that focusing on, yes, we each have our own individual things. I mean, that's kind of like what a family is. We each, like, I'm a musician. You're a big radio guy. I hate radio. No, I don't hate radio, but I'm not the best radio guy. But you bring that to the family. Mom brings accounting and money and numbers and all that stuff. She brings that to the family. Michael brings the entertainment because he's funny. And I also bring the entertainment because I'm funny. But we'll not go into that. Each aspect of the family brings their own individual talent and their own individualism to make the family better. And I think that doing children's church and doing youth group and doing small groups and doing church, I mean, like the average typical Sunday morning church service is what makes the entire church building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important to bring your kids to church, because they are that generation and that voice from that generation that can help your church grow even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raising children as a parent, they need a variety of role models.
Yeah.
And so the church can provide that. And the great thing about it is when you have caring people that are working with kids at church, they are reinforcing the lessons that we as parents are teaching in the home.
Yeah.
You know, and let's face it, a lot of times, well, you need to do this way or you need to live this way. From a parent, they're like, yeah, whatever. But then when they hear it from someone else, they totally embrace that message.
I thought there were multiple Sundays when I was a child.
Uh-huh.
There were a couple Sundays where I thought my parents or like you guys and my Sunday school teachers had like a conversation before the lesson.
Right.
Because I thought it was like applying so much.
That's just reinforcing that message, which is a great thing. Another thing that church does, more importantly, is it helps our kids to develop godly habits. Reading the Bible, learning scripture, praying. You know, we teach that in the home, but then they're getting that reinforced at church as well. Being a parent is one of the most challenging jobs you'll ever have. We're not simply helping our children reach the age of adulthood. We have every intentional moment spent, you know, every lesson given, every choice made. We're building their lives. We're impacting hearts that are either going to be nurtured towards a relationship with Christ, or they're going to be neglected to follow the trends of culture. And with the impact of culture today in every household, it's a tougher job than it's ever been before. And so I think that more than anything is why we should be raising our kids in church. Find a church that honors you as a family and that helps your children thrive spiritually. That's what you need to look for, whatever that is, but don't give up on it.
It's important, being a kid that wasn't raised up in church all my life, I love what I've learned. I loved what I learned in both the good and the ugly of the church, and kind of it shaped my understanding of the world and understanding of where I fit in this world and how we are to interact with people. Because that's the one thing. I mean, we're all living human beings. It's one giant community, and the church is the example of how to be a community that loves everyone no matter what. I think that bringing your children into that at a young age is important because they're learning for longer.
And that wraps up our faith conversation. We're shifting things a little bit up in this new season of The Kitchen Table. We're just going to have a song that we highlight every week.
No oldie but goldie anymore.
No.
R.I.P.
And we're just going to do one song. So it's your week this week. You bring us a song that is speaking to you that you think is going to make a difference in someone's life.
There's kind of like a new band around. They're pretty small, kind of low-key.
Are you kidding me? This band is huge.
It's called Sarcasm.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's called Sarcasm. Well, one of the biggest, Maverick City. Great band.
Maverick City.
They've blown up in the past year.
And most people think Maverick City is the name of a church. It's not.
It's not. They're just like a band, like a group. Maverick City released this song, and it's just got a great message of why we should be thankful. It's not Thanksgiving time, but we are always to be thankful for what we have. And it's called I Thank God, and it just talks about how God is faithful to us and that we're thankful for him. And so here's a snippet of I Thank God by Maverick City Music and Upper Room. Because he healed my heart. It's also got great drums. I love the drums.
I think that's why you picked that song more than anything.
Kind of. I like songs that have good drums because I'm a drummer.
Yeah. That's the program for this week. We thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to continue to do more ones. We got an episode coming up on empathy. That'll be our next one we talk about. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Kitchen Table on the Shine.fm podcast network from Olivet Nazarene University. Be sure to subscribe for more content delivered each week on faith, music, and culture.